Hello and welcome back to the Fantasy Hockey Podcast. This is the first time it's been over a week, maybe since last season for us. We were going to do an all-star episode, but Gamby's been actually moving, so that kind of took precedence, especially considering he didn't have internet at the time, so we couldn't do a remote podcast. But he still doesn't have internet, but I think he might tomorrow, so it should be both of us tomorrow. If not, I'll probably run that one by myself as well. So it's just me, Brandon, here hosting for the day. I'm going to go ahead and just kick right off. There's no grammar school because I don't think we mispronounced anything, and if we did, I don't remember. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into previewing the week, and that'll start off with the top targets for this week. These are long-term options. We already gave you a handful last week. I'm going to give you three more here. Alexander Edler would be my first pick here. He's 26% owned. We've been talking about him a lot on and off. He was kind of showing up a little bit earlier in the season, and now he's again been very good over the last 2 or 3 weeks or so. And he's still top power play lock. I think he's a good option, especially in bangers leagues. He has definite long-term potential. And I think he's a better option than a lot of other highly drafted guys like Pierre-Edouard Vlasic, who we've mentioned a few times, not really a fantasy asset, somehow always winds up getting drafted. Next up here, Anthony Beauvillier, 28% owned. He's been clicking in the line with Jordan Eberle and Matt Barzal on the Islanders' second line. He only has second power play time, which is a little bit of a bummer, but he's been very, very good lately with 5 points in his last three games. I was originally worried that when Ladd came back, they would swap Beauvillier back down the depth chart, but I don't see why they would do that at this point. He's doing better with that line than Ladd was, and it's very visible on the ice. Next up, Kyle Okposo. Somehow he's only 24% owned, but he's been very, very good in the last month. In our bangers league with no blocks and no plus minus, he's currently ranked 38th overall on average stats. So in the last month, that is. So don't sleep on Okposo anymore. If you need a forward, he's a great option and he has long-term potential. He hasn't really recovered from his seasons on the, well, he hasn't risen back up to how good his seasons were with the Islanders, but that's not necessarily entirely because of the Buffalo roster. A lot of it has to do with his lingering injuries. He had the eye injury when he was on the Islanders, and then he had a few more injuries since he became a Sabre. And now he's finally seeming to hit a little bit of stride here. So his long-term potential is definitely plausible at the very least. All right, moving into the week's best matchups. I really like the Colorado at Vancouver matchup on Tuesday, mostly because I think that Vancouver players are going to do really well off the back of Brock Besser, who's coming off of an MVP performance in the All-Star game. I know that probably doesn't really mean all that much, but to such a young player with such a bright future to be able to be so good in the All-Star game as a rookie, I think it's going to boost his confidence quite a bit, which is already high. So I definitely expect him to get a point or two in the game tonight against Colorado. Next up, Florida at Buffalo. That's on Thursday. I think if there's any game that Kane is going to get kind of his groove back, it'll be this one because Florida is playing a third string goalie at this point. Things are just not going well for them. On that same vein, we have Florida at the Islanders tonight. That's another game that there could be a ton of scoring for Islanders players, including Anthony Beauvillier, for the same reason. Next up, Pittsburgh at the Devils on Saturday. Division matchup. Pittsburgh still really needs to get points, and the Devils have really been slumping. So if the Devils want to stay in the playoff race, honestly, like I know they're still in a slot right now, but nobody really had them in a playoff position to begin the season. And with the way they're playing right now, odds are they're going to miss. So they need to like turn the ship around very soon or things are going to get very dangerous for them. Next up, I also like the Blue Jackets at the Islanders on Saturday. It's kind of a similar thing. The Blue Jackets are playing a little bit better than the Devils, but still struggling lately. The Islanders, as the people have been paying attention, have been really falling off, but had a good couple of games just before the break. So might be able to ride that I guess they lost in overtime against Arizona, but they did beat the Golden Knights. And I think they might be able to take some of that momentum into this week. And they actually really, really need to. although they will be tired in that game. All right, notable players returning from injury. There's some big names on this list. Charlie McAvoy has his heart thing. This is speculative, but he's been practicing with the team, so my gut instinct is that he will play sometime this week. Sebastian Aho with his concussion. He's looking to be playing this week as well. Not sure when, but things look good for him. Then Corey Crawford. This is a maybe. He's been practicing with the team. I don't think he will be back in the beginning of the week, but he might come back on like Saturday or Sunday or something if they play Sunday, which I don't think they do, but maybe Saturday. Next up, Seth Jones. He's just sick, so he'll be back. Then Semyon Varlamov. Now, this will be interesting because Jonathan Bernier has been very, very good in net, and Varlamov has not for the majority of the season, and he's been out with a groin injury. I sort of expect that they'll keep rolling Bernier for a while until he has a couple of bad games in a row, and then they'll go back to Varlamov, but I guess we'll see. They may just stick with Bernier. On the same team there, we have Tyson Barry, likely coming back from a hand injury, which will be great for their back line, but that will affect Eric Johnson and Samuel Girard's fantasy relevance. Girard's significantly more than Johnson's. Because I think Girard is going to, he's definitely get bumped off the top power play where he's been lately. I think he's going to get bumped off the power play entirely, which is probably going to make him irrelevant, unfortunately. Next up, Nino Niederreiter with a lower body injury. He's probably going to come back sometime this week. Taylor Hall with a thumb injury is expected to play tonight, being this is Tuesday, by the way. Then Martin Jones, lower body injury, expected to come back very soon. Again, what do they do? Do they keep playing Aaron Dell or do they put Martin Jones in? Aaron Dell's had a couple of bad starts. Maybe they go right back to Martin Jones, but we'll see. Here's a big one. Victor Hedman looks to be coming back from a lower body injury. Mikhail Sergachev is going to be the, well, he's been healthy scratched lately, so maybe it won't even be that big of an issue for him. But if anybody loses, it's him because he will not be on the top power play. And then lastly here, Nikita Zaitsev looks to be close to returning from a foot injury. With Morgan Riley out, Jake Gardner's really stepped up, but having Zaitsev will help, and they may put him on a power play line. And Toronto has like a kind of 1A, 1B power play situation where Austin Matthews is actually on the second power play line. So with that in mind, Zaitsev, if he does play on that line, could be interesting for a while. He has shown flares of offensive upside, as I think a lot of people have seen since he was drafted pretty often in leagues this season, coming off of a decent last season. Unfortunately, he hasn't been able to replicate that, mostly because he hasn't been on the power play. I don't think Morgan Riley's out long term, at least that's what the indications say, but Zaitsev could be a short-term option. As far as week-long pickup suggestions, usually we go over last week's short-term options, but we didn't give any because it was just kind of Monday to Thursday, and it was like a weird week. It was kind of pointless. Since we're starting here on Tuesday, we do have some – well, I do have some options here for you. But I'm going to start out first by discussing the team schedules, which does lend a lot of where I get my ideas for short-term pickups. First of all, teams with four or more games, there are only teams with four games, actually, and they're Carolina, Montreal, Ottawa, and San Jose. Teams with two or less games, that would be Arizona, Edmonton, who only has one, and the New York Rangers. And as far as teams that play off days, and these are big off days, as the on days being Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday are heavy, heavy, heavy days where you're likely going to have to bench players. So getting some of these off day guys will definitely help you in starts. Teams that play off days. Carolina, they play Friday and Sunday, and they have four games. So if somehow you have room for Carolina players on one of the other days that they play, they have a little bit of an added bonus there. Detroit has Wednesday and Friday off day games. San Jose, they're the best schedule for the week. They play, I think, Tuesday tonight, then also Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Those are all off days, so they're fantastic for this week. Then we have the Golden Knights. Playing Friday and Sunday, and then Washington, who only plays Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, so they also have a fantastic slate. Good on you for having Ovechkin if you have him, Gamby. All right, as far as actual suggestions, I would start off with Tomas Hertl, 40% owned. This was a suggestion from Gamby a couple of weeks ago, which I didn't necessarily disagree with, but I liked my Henrique pick better. Depending on who you ask, one of us won that one, but It was pretty close. Let's just leave it that way. Hurdle at 40% owned might be difficult to get at this time, but he definitely has the upside on top power play and second line with Couture. And with Thornton out now, I think Hurdle's role is probably going to increase. Looks like they're moving Pavelski over to center between, I don't even know, Mikkel Boedker and somebody else that is maybe Timo Meier. I can't remember. Anyway, Hurdle's role is going to increase. He actually might wind up jumping up to the top line at some point with Pavelski. Next up here, Jordan Staal, 32% owned. He's already good in bangers leagues, but I think he has extra value this week because his off-day matchups are against Detroit and San Jose at home, and neither team has been fantastic at stopping the puck lately. With Jordan Staal being top line, top power play, and giving you some hits, he's a good bangers league about. Bangers League option, both long-term, but even especially for this week. next up, Elias Lindholm, 12% owned. He's another Carolina player. I think he's got streaky value here, or rather sneaky value, and possibly streaky value. As long as Aho's out, it looks like Lindholm's going to be on the top line with Staal and top power play. So the difference is when Aho comes back, odds are he's just going to slot right into Staal, right in next to Staal. Whereas Lindholm is going to get bumped down either one or two lines and probably off the top power play. So keep an eye on him. He could be a good option at the end of the week if Aho does not come back. But if he does, I guess just kind of forget it. He's probably not going to be worth it at that point. But 12% owned, decent option. All right, moving right into picks of the night. First up, John Tavares versus Florida. I think Florida, as I mentioned, playing a third string goalie, pretty much playing anybody against them is a good idea. Matthew Barzell, also at home against Florida. He's moved up to a overall pick now as his value has increased significantly since the leagues have gotten, well, not the leagues, the fantasy sites have gotten wind of what he's bringing to the table. Then lastly here, I like Mike Smith at home against the Los Angeles Kings. The Kings have not been amazing lately. Smith has been amazing lately, and he's very, very cheap for a goalie. This is a little bit of a gamble because I think there are better goalie options, but he's very cheap, and if he does get a win, it's likely going to be a low-scoring win. So he should get very, very good stats. So a good min-max play on him. And then for value picks, I like Dustin Byfuglien at home against Tampa Bay. I think he's got crazy, crazy value right now. He's being priced very low. And with Trouba out, they're going to have to rely on Byfuglien more, which was what gave him a little bit of a bump in previous years as they played him a lot more than they are lately. I also like Anthony Beauvillier to stack up with Barzell. You can also go Eberle here. You could just take the second line and leave the top line alone of the Islanders, but Barzell plays on the top power play. Eberle and Beauvillier play on the second power play, so you're kind of missing the connection there a little bit. But as far as even strength go, they've been great lately, so I don't think you could really go wrong. And then last up here, Matt Duchene at Carolina. He's insanely cheap at this point. He's been decent lately. Carolina's not great, especially without Aho, I think. And I know Aho is clearly a forward and an offensive one at that, but missing one of your strong pieces is gonna affect your possession game, first of all, which is going to give Duchene more opportunities. And also for leagues that score plus minus, which most of the DFS sites do, Duchene should be a little bit less of a risk without Aho in. All right, that'll wrap it up. So this is a short one, obviously, because we didn't really have much to discuss from last week, and it's just me. So I'll be back on Wednesday, hopefully with Gamby, but maybe not, depending on his internet situation. As always, thanks for listening. Really appreciate it, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow.